Touchstone Viewpoint Placement Testing Program. This placement testing program is part of the Touchstone Viewpoint series by Michael McCarthy, Jan McCartan, and Helen Sandiford. This audio program contains recordings that correspond to the listening section of Touchstone Viewpoint Objective Placement Test A. Published by Cambridge University Press, this recording is copyrighted. Section 1. Listening. In this section of the test, you will hear conversations and answer some questions about them. For each conversation, first read the situation and the question or questions. Then listen to the conversation. Answer the questions after you hear the conversation. Respond to the questions by marking the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, on your answer sheet. Read the example situation and question. Now, listen to the example conversation. Bill invites his classmate Amy to go out after class.
So, Amy, are you busy after class tonight?
Actually, no, I'm not. Why?
Well, would you like to go bowling with me and some of my friends?
Well, I usually go straight home after class, but bowling sounds like fun. I'd love to go, Bill. Thanks.
Great!
Now, answer the example question. The answer for the example is B, is going bowling after class. The letter B is filled in on your answer sheet. Now go on to page 3. Read situation 1 and the question. Now, listen to the conversation. Mr. Hansen is asking Jessie about her classmates.
Where's Paolo? Is he here today, Jessie?
No, he's not, Mr. Hansen. He's at home. He's sick.
And Bruce and Sammy, where are they?
They're not here. Bruce is in the library, and Sammy's in the cafeteria.
Now, answer question 1. Read situation 2 and the question. Now, listen to the conversation. Susan is asking Alex about his free time.
So, Alex, what do you do in your free time?
Well, I don't have a lot of free time, Susan. I mean, I work and I go to school.
Oh, where do you work?
Well, there's a big movie theater in my neighborhood. I work there part-time.
On the weekends?
Yeah. Usually in the afternoon.
Now, answer question 2. Read situation 3 and the question. Now listen to the conversation. Jeff and Rosa are talking on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff. What are you doing right now?
Hey, Rosa. I'm watching a game on TV. Why?
Oh, well, do you want to go shopping at the mall with me?
Today? No, sorry, I can't today. But I can go with you on Saturday.
Saturday? Okay, great. There are lots of sales this week.
I know. I was at the mall yesterday. I just love to shop.
Yeah, so do I.
Now, answer question 3. Read situation 4 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Mark and Sarah are talking about their habits.
You know, Sarah, you're always so relaxed. How do you cope with stress?
It's simple, Mark. I exercise a lot.
Really? How often do you exercise?
Well, I love working out. I go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week.
Gosh, that's a lot. I'm not doing anything for exercise. And I'm eating a lot of junk food these days, too. Maybe that's my problem.
You know, I'm going to start a karate class next week. Come with me.
Karate? Okay. That sounds like fun. I'd really like to get in shape.
Now, answer questions 4 and 5. Now go on to page 4. Read situation 5 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Jan is telling Carlos about her day.
You look really upset, Jan. What's wrong?
Oh, Carlos. I had a job interview this morning, and I got there late.
Oh, dear. What happened?
I stopped for coffee in a little cafe near the company. See, my bus was a little early, so I had some extra time.
Yeah? So what happened?
Well, I was drinking my coffee, and, my cell phone rang. It was my dad. He was calling to give me advice for the interview.
That was nice.
Yeah, but I wasn't paying attention to the time. And when I looked at my watch, I was already 5 minutes late.
Well, you know, maybe they'll hire you anyway.
Now, answer questions 6 and 7. Read situation 6 and the questions. Now listen to one half of a conversation on the phone. Freddie is talking to Judy on his cell phone about a trip.
Hi, Judy. It's Freddie. How are you? Hey, have you ever been to Australia? Matt and I are going this winter. That'll be Australia's summer. We've already started making plans. You have? So you have been there. I thought so. Yeah, I know it's hot. But that's okay. I love hot weather. No, we've never been there before. So, what's the best thing about the country? The beaches, huh? People say they're the most beautiful beaches in the world. Yeah, I've always wanted to go scuba diving. You went sailing too? Fantastic! Hey, listen, I've got to go. Thanks for the information. I'll talk to you later. Okay, Bye.
Now, answer questions 8 and 9. Read situation 7 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Victor is helping Stacy with her new cell phone.
Can you help me, Victor? My new cell phone is driving me crazy. I don't remember how to turn it off. I'm so annoyed.
Let me show you what to do. Just press this button really hard. Yeah. Hey, this is a nice phone, Stacy. How long have you had it?
I bought it last week at Cell Phone City. I was tired of my old phone, and this one was on sale. It was only $79.99. Anyway, thanks for your help. So, what have you been up to lately, Victor?
Well, actually, I have some news, and I think you're going to be really surprised.
What is it?
I've been dating someone.
That's awesome. Who is she? Is she in your class this semester?
Well, she's someone I grew up with. Her name's Caroline. I've known her for a long time, but we just started going out 2 months ago.
Now, answer questions 10, 11, and 12. Now go on to page 5. Read situation 8 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Paula and Peter are talking about Paula's experience in another country.
Peter, this article about culture is great. Isn't it interesting how some behaviors are acceptable in one country and totally unacceptable in others?
I'm not sure what you mean, Paula. I haven't traveled very much.
Neither have I, really. Actually, I had never even left the United States until I turned 25. My family and I celebrated my 25th birthday in the Dominican Republic. That was a long time ago.
Well, can you give me an example of behavior that's okay in one place and not okay in another?
Sure. I spent 6 months in Thailand on business a few years ago. I was invited to a colleague's home for dinner one night. When I arrived, I just walked right into the house. You know, I didn't take my shoes off. I mean, unless someone asks you to take them off, you usually keep your shoes on in people's homes in the United States, right? I found out later that you're not supposed to do that in Thailand. But what really bothered me was that I should have known about that tradition. I didn't really have a good excuse for not knowing.
Now, answer questions 13, 14, and 15. Now go on to page 6. Read situation 9 and the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Adam and Carmen are talking about going back to college.
Hey, Adam. How have your classes been going?
Hey, Carmen. My classes are going pretty well. I love college, actually. Not only do I love it, but I'm doing really well. It turns out I'm pretty good at math and science. Who knew?
That's terrific. You went back to school to become a nurse, didn't you? My mom is a nurse, but hadn't you been studying history?
Yeah, I can't believe I spent 4 years as a history major. Boy, do I wish I'd known then what I know now. I wish I had gone to a career counselor to talk about my options. Do you realize I will have spent a total of 20 years in school by the time I get my nursing degree? That's almost my entire life.
I know what you mean. I started out as a French major. Can you imagine? My high school advisor could have told me it would be hard to find a job with a French degree.
Well, you're very smart to have listened to your computer science professor. When he suggested that you switch majors and you took his advice, that's the day you took charge of your life. Don't you think so?
I do. I'm bound to get a decent job when I'm done. I'm not worried about that. What worries me most is the debt from my college loans. I'll be making payments for such a long time.
Well, I know it won't make you feel any better, but you're not alone in that. I don't think I know anyone who isn't drowning in debt.
Me neither. All my friends had to borrow a lot of money to pay for school. It's pretty depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So why don't we change the subject? Did you hear about the new...
Now, answer questions 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. This is the end of the listening section of Objective Placement Test A. Now go on to page 7 and begin the reading section.